three. Bam!
We have a
Story jump from Pickering on the inside.
All the way from D-top.
What is your takeaway from this season? What are the Raptors to do for the rest of the season? What are you looking for?
What I'm looking for the rest of the season with the Raptors is their style of play. I think the way, if they're competitive for the last few games, it's a testament to what we could see in the future. If we could get into that play-in tournament, which I believe is 8, 9, and 10, if I'm correct.
I believe so.
Might have to fact check me on that one. If we can get in there, I think our young guys can get quote-unquote playoff experience or play games that truly, truly matter. And I think that'll be good for them going forward. So I need to see playing time from our young guys. And going forward, I need us to be competitive for the rest of the season. You know, its season definitely did not pan out the way we wanted to, but if we could finish strong and have our bright young stars play the way we want them to be playing, then I think we could be optimistic going into next season.
Do you not feel, though, that this whole season was just kind of a write-off for the Raptors, not being in Toronto, having to go all the way down to Florida, basically being the only Canadians in Florida over the winter months and then into spring now, that there really wasn't this is, I struggle with whether or not this is going to be our most memorable or forgettable season in recent memory.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Oh, man, I hate saying that, you know, potentially Kyle's last season is not a memorable one at all, but with the circumstances of us being in Tampa, not being at home, not playing with any fans, you can definitely make a case that it's not going to be memorable, and most Raptor fans would want to say they want to wash this one out of their memory.
I'm going to divert from this topic just ever so slightly. With all the additions that Brooklyn made, much to the lamentation of damn near every fan out there, is it just a given that the championship is theirs here?
I would say not so fast, but you're almost there. I think, you know, depending on what happens with LeBron and AD injury-wise, they're going to give them a run for their money come playoff time. That's just how it always goes. So the road to the championship always will have to go through LA, the Lakers. But on the East, I'm telling you, man, it's a shoo-in to the Eastern Conference Finals. Who's challenging them in the East? I don't think anybody.
By their record, you would say Philly. Right now, in the second round, they would match up against Milwaukee, which would be quite interesting if for no other reason than to just see Antetokounmpo guarding Kevin Durant.
KD, yeah.
Because if you're talking about a guy physically equipped to guard Durant, that's probably the guy.
Yeah.
But after Durant, if you take him away, well, now you got to take James Harden away. Well, you can't take him away. You also got to take away Kyrie Irving. And then LaMarcus Aldridge and Joe Harris and Blake Griffin.
Insane. Yeah, no, they're clicking it on all cylinders. And it looks like by the past few games, too, as well, they're starting to get their legs underneath them. They're starting to learn how to play with one another very slowly. And they're peaking at the right time, it seems to me. So, yeah, I don't see anybody in the East challenging them at all.
Do you think they maybe... So do you think they clean sweep through the East, undefeated, similar to the Lakers in the 2000s?
No. No, I would not put my money on that. You know, a seven-game series, you're bound to lose one or two. That's just how it works, no matter how good you are. Maybe I could see them sweep in the first round. But you said they're playing Milwaukee in the first round.
In the second round. Today, in the first round, it would actually be the Battle of New York State versus the Knicks.
Okay.
Which would not be much of a battle. It'd maybe be a skirmish.
No, that would, yeah. That would actually be pretty embarrassing for the Knicks, I would say. Maybe a game or two, they would be pretty competitive, but closing time, you know, they have too many weapons to...
Well, I mean, how bad do you feel for the Knicks? They're finally back in it, and they get matched up against that team, the Avengers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's, yeah, just their luck, eh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe it's a good lesson for their young guys as well, because, you know, they're a young and exciting team to watch. And that have been showing promise as of late. So, hey, probably a good experience to lose to a powerhouse like Brooklyn right now.
Yeah. Who's your dark horse in the West?
The Portland Trail Blazers. I would put my money on them to upset a few teams.
And interesting. Why is that?
See their way into the Western Conference Finals. Well, so I like the Norm deal. Short term, I think the Blazers won that deal because Norm is balling out of his mind right now. Dame Lillard, can't count him out. Can never count him out. That guy is a certified shot maker, man. It doesn't look like the Warriors will be in the playoffs. They'll be in the play-in tournament, but they won't be in the playoffs as it looks like right now. So when you're talking about clutch shooters and people who make buckets when it's time to make buckets, man, Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum, they've been known to do that. And, you know, let's see who they would be facing in the playoffs if it started today. Well, okay, they'd be facing the Lakers, it looks like, which can't really...
No, Portland would be facing the Clippers.
You're right. Yeah, my bad. You're right. Yeah, it would be the Clippers.
Playoff P. It could happen.
Yeah, playoff pal. we know what that's like, playoff pal. Oh man. Yeah.
No, I mean playoff Paul.
Oh, pandemic Paul. No, we call him pandemic P. Yes. Known to not show up in the playoffs. Yes. Yeah, pandemic P. Oh man, that would be a shame to see him fold in the playoffs for another year.
It would potentially be. I don't want to say career ending, but it would be career altering. If he responds in this playoffs and performs to his capabilities, that can really restore his reputation. But if he doesn't, he might be out of LA.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe to Brooklyn.
By the looks of it right now, maybe. Nothing surprises me anymore. Hey, listen, like that, if PG does not get it going in the playoffs this year, the Kawhi PG experiment was certainly a big fail, because that team is championship or bust right now as constructed. And with the addition of Rondo, we know Rondo is known to turn it on in the playoffs. Playoff Rondo is also a thing.
Yes.
So you know, I think the Blazers and the Clippers could go down to a game seven, and after that, all bets are off. That's a close matchup, man. They match up really well with the Clippers.
Yeah, Portland's record is 30-19. LA is 32-18, so they're a lot. They're separated by three spots, but it's a lot closer than it looks.
It's a really good matchup.
I think there's in addition to that matchup, I think there's a chance potentially for a lot of upsets in the Western Conference.
Yes,
sure. I think Dallas at number 7 versus Phoenix is a matchup to watch.
Yep.
Because, yes, you have Chris Paul, and he's a great leader, but everybody else on that team is a young guy who's never been there before. And we've already, I mean, I know that Dallas is a young team, but we've already seen them ball out and show up in the playoffs. And this is going to be Luka's second time going there. So I think that there's a potential there for an upset. I think that could go 7 games. And depending on, let's assume all the matchups stay the same and everybody stays in their same slot, it would be LA, the Lakers versus Denver. And we'll have to see who shows up for the Lakers, who's actually available to them. Because if they're missing one guy, any one major guy, then I think, I mean, if it's just LeBron, can they beat Denver in a 7-game series?
Man, tough.
He, if
Tough
they
to
did
call.
that would be unbelievable.
Tough to call. That would be pretty unreal if LeBron was able to do that. But think about this. What if it was AD instead of LeBron that they had available in the first round?
Then I think they're toast.
You think they're toast, eh?
Yeah,
Dang.
AD's a great player, but he cannot carry a team on his own. Now, on the flip side, if it is just LeBron and they lose, this would be the first time he was ever out in the first round. And maybe this is the first year where that finally happens. I think we could use a little history. I would rather it is not a James Harden year than a LeBron year, but I'll take what I can get at this point. And that's going to wrap up our penultimate episode of Jurassic North. Stay tuned for part two, our final culminating episode with Raphael Root and McLeod Roy. This was Say News.